So I just want to take a moment or two to reflect on this question of what wise attention is. And as we know, attention moves in different directions throughout the day. We attend in a conversation to a friend, then we're distracted by a sound, and then all of a sudden we notice we're hungry, and then our friend seems to be telling us a story we've already heard. And attention is constantly shifting according to what arises in our field of awareness. But to attend wisely is really to see through the lens of dukkha, of the truth that there is suffering, that there is an end to suffering, that suffering arises due to attachment in some form, and that there is a path. So this is the lens of the Four Noble Truths, which is wise understanding. So when we attend wisely in that conversation with a dear friend, you know, we have a deep appreciation for them and all of who they are. And when irritation surfaces, because maybe they're telling a story we've heard before, we attend to that moment of irritation. We see it. And in the moment of seeing, we're no longer attached, at least not to the degree we might be if we didn't see it. So this is from Steve Armstrong, whose teacher is Sayadaw Utejaniya, one of his teachers. Steve says, what brings us to practice? And of course, for each of us, the answer will be different. And it's really an important question to ask ourselves now and then. What brings me back to this practice? Steve says, we often remember to meditate when we notice that we're suffering. And indeed, a very strong motivation for me in the last few years has been this growing concern over the state of the world and a recognition that my own practice would be the key ingredient that would keep me in a place of relative balance, stability, and with the capacity to be of benefit to others. So very much committing to my own practice, recognizing that I want to be able to meet the uncertainty and the suffering in the world. Meet it with a certain amount of wisdom and definitely with compassion, without getting lost in despair, denial, worry, and fear. Steve says, suffering is not the only reason or the cause for the need or the interest to practice awareness. So this is interesting because we come to practice often thinking, I'll practice, I'll have a bit more equanimity, I'll have some more ease. And then we attach to that experience of ease or equanimity. And notice there's a difference between becoming aware of it, becoming aware of equanimity or ease, and becoming attached. With attachment, there's identification. With attachment, there's grasping. There's wanting it to continue, to prolong it, to hold on to it. With awareness, there's growing understanding of how it arises, what supports it, and how it changes due to conditions. Steve says, remembering that awareness is simply to recognize the present moment's experience, not only to seek pleasant, agreeable experiences and to avoid or push away disagreeable, unpleasant experiences, but to understand the way things are. To understand the way things are. So having a body, for example, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to have a body, to nourish the body, make sure it gets enough exercise, enough rest, to bathe, keep ourselves in good health. Is that dukkha? Is that suffering? Well, understanding the way things are opens to the full range of what it means to inhabit a human body. And there is so much enjoyment we have in life through deep friendships, through our practice, through service, through creative work, through sensory contact, walking in the woods, swimming in a lake. All the beautiful and amazing experiences we have in a life, that's part of inhabiting the body and understanding the way things are, just as much as opening to the difficult, the challenging, the discomfort, physical pain. The very challenging moments of sitting with someone who is ill or dying. So understanding the way things are is being able to hold both. Being able to open to the full range of this life, this journey. Steve says, when we initially practice due to conditioning, most of us are looking for emotional happiness, some kind of pleasantness in the body, pleasantness in the heart, pleasantness in the mind. And when we get a little bit of that feeling through relaxation, through not being so reactive, we like it and attachment grows, along with the momentum of awareness, because the momentum of awareness reveals calmness, clarity, patience. And these are pleasant experiences that we often indulge in and forget to be aware of. So we want to understand awareness practice for the development of wisdom. It's not only about seeking pleasant sensory experience, it's seeking understanding. Because ultimately, understanding is going to provide more stability, more happiness, more acceptance of the way things are. So as we become aware of unskillful states in the mind, they gradually weaken. So this is the whole of the teaching, really, or a large part of the teaching of Utejaniya. Don't look down on the defilements. They will laugh at you. So to have mindfulness of mind as we go through the day, noticing when irritation surfaces, impatience, aversion. Notice when there is grasping and clinging. Notice when there is dulling out and confusion. So when we can become aware of these unskillful states of mind, they gradually weaken. That's wise attention. Likewise, as we remain aware of wholesome, skillful states of mind, they gradually strengthen. One of the causal conditions for the arising of unskillful states of mind is lack of wise attention. So we see something pleasant, and we fall into grasping, reaching, clinging, attaching. As soon as we bring attention to unskillful states of mind, their source, the ground from which they grow, is shifted. And likewise, one of the conditions for the arising of wholesome states of mind is wise attention. So recognizing what it feels like to experience gratitude, not just in a fleeting moment, but really taking it in, and even deliberately brightening and gladdening the heart by beginning our practice with gratitude. In this way, reinforcing and reminding ourselves of all the supportive conditions that allow us to practice, and remembering that we too form the supportive conditions for others by virtue of the very fact that we are committed to our own practice. So as we recognize and sustain continuity of awareness of mindful, of wholesome states of mind, this wise attention strengthens, augments, further develops those wholesome states of mind. Quite beautiful there to see the role of wise attention. And this is why continuity of mindfulness is so important, because when our mindfulness falls away for some reason, then our attention becomes careless. And when our attention is careless or inappropriate or unwise, then we get ensnared by unwholesome states of mind.